So much to talk about, but nothing to worry about. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
I'm not going to kid you. I've broken the curse. It's over. Might break Ron's heart, but the curse is over. I can find morel mushrooms, and I can do it in mass now. I've been educated by the old sage woodsman, and the voices in my head. But my next guest, don't worry about the voices in my head. They'll be fine. Yes, they will. No, they won't. Yes, don't worry about that. Anyhow, my next guest, Ron Rademacher, travel writer, author, speaker, storyteller, and a guy who holds the record for getting lost on the back roads of Michigan more than anyone else. Michigan Back Roads. This report brought to you by the Benzie County Visitors Bureau. Make it Benzie County. We are Northern Michigan. And there he is, Ron Rademacher, stumbling out, burrs in his hair. A little wet, Ron. You're going to need better footwear. What's happening?
Well, I'll tell you, thank you for rubbing it in on the morel mushrooms.
I found morels. I'm kidding.
And it's not only you. I thought that this is turning out to be a tough day. I was going to take Bob the Turtle up to Castle Rock this morning and take some pictures up there.
Uh-huh.
Now I find out from listening to your program, I have to redesign the whole garden we had laid out because apparently we have way too much space set aside for cauliflower. I'm putting it in a thing. I think it's going to be called Vegetables of Color. Is that what you're supposed to have?
It's
in there?
Colonialism. So,
colonialism is being replaced by vegetables of color. I'm on it.
You got it. So, colonialism, because cauliflower is a colonialism representative.
It is.
We need. What is it? Yucca? Is that whatever that is?
Yeah.
At any rate, tell me what you've got for me for Memorial Day weekend. Big weekend for travel. People doing all sorts of things. I'm going to go to Northern Michigan, see if I can keep my luck rolling. I'll get out on the boat, of course, but keep my luck rolling. As far as the morel mushroom hunting goes, what do you got?
I'm like a little puppy running around in circles. I got to give the fossil quarry update because we had a lot of people email me wanting to know where this was. And I went last Saturday. This is up in Rockport, up by Rogers City. I'm going to post pictures because this is one of the roughest places I have ever been. And there are fossils everywhere. I was out there less than an hour.
Hold on, a bunch of them. What kind of fossils is this? Like sandstone or limestone, or is this more?
This is mostly limestone. I'm not a geologist, but it's mostly limestone. This was a limestone quarry. I only explored a tiny part of it. I sent you pictures of shells. I sent you pictures of what appears to me to be a petrified tree.
Yeah.
Once again, it's just fantastic. I'm going to go back, but I want to post this stuff in the next couple of days because if you go out here in shorts and flip-flops, you are going to be cut to shreds. The easiest trail inside the quarry is rougher than the roughest trails I've ever been on in Michigan.
Really?
Yeah, it's like 300 acres. I've got a picture shot across the quarry to these cliffs that are easily a half a mile away, which is where I want to get to next. That's where the sinkholes are. I can't wait. It's just a fantastic spot. Did you have a question about fossils?
I'm fascinated by it all, and I want to keep updated on it. So just keep prattling.
No, prattling. Thank you. I will. I'm going to post it on MichiganBackRoads.com. I'll send you extra pictures because this is one of the most amazing things I've run into. Tomorrow I'm leaving here and going up to the Black River. I'll be camped on the Black River for 5 days protecting the sturgeon on their spawn run. Can hardly wait. Then, of course, we've got a road trip coming up to Benzie County.
Yes.
To the Gravity Mystery. Have you ever done the Gravity Mystery?
No, is that the deal where you've talked about it here, where you have a hill and things roll uphill?
If things roll uphill,
Oh, come on. They do not.
I will tell you, go to the website, find the Gravity Mystery, follow it. You just go south on 22, take Joyfield Road out to the old church, turn right, and you'll be on a hill, park your car in the middle because there's ditches, put it in neutral, and your car will roll backwards up that hill way faster than you think it's going to. I get more emails about this spot than anything else that I talk about. So Benzie County's got it. And it works every season of the year because it's paved.
Really?
Yeah. And you can download the map from my website so you don't have to worry about getting the map from the Chamber of Commerce. There's nothing to buy out there. So you just go. You got to know where to go, but you go, and then you let me know what you thought. I've never had anybody come back to me and say, "Oh, poo."
Not on that, anyway. Yeah. You're right.
It's awesome.
All right, fair enough. All right, we got to move along. Let's go.
Well, it is Memorial Day. Let's give a nod to Memorial Day, for those of who can't remember or were never instructed, this is when we honor the fallen who have protected our freedoms to go out and hunt morel mushrooms and fish for walleye.
Correct.
And a big one is the Field of Flags at the River Raisin National Battlefield Park. This is down in southeast Michigan.
Correct.
You can find it. Just Google it up. They put up their annual Field of Flags. Hundreds of American flags are raised to honor the fallen. The grounds are open from dawn till dusk, so you can go out, pay your respects, remember those who fought for what we get to do.
There you go. And that's a very good thing to do, and I appreciate you bringing that up. It's extremely important to remember why we're here and how we got here. Go on.
Well, yeah, you do. And I'm sure Alex will remember this when he's cleaning his barn. He told me he's got to muck out the stalls. So you don't have to go there, but just take a moment, bow your head.
Yeah.
Right. Chappie Historic Fall, the Falls Historic Site opens for the season this weekend. This is up in Menominee, one of the forgotten towns in Michigan. This is a spot, Steve, where one of the very first fur traders to penetrate that part of the state set up a trading post. And the old landing is still there. When you go in there, you can imagine the traders and the Indians coming down and up this river with their pelts and trade goods, and nearby are Native American gardens, and there are Indian burial mounds nearby. So if you want to step back in time,
yes,
and you're in the Western Upper Peninsula, the Chappie Falls Historic Site is open. And there, again, there's no charge for this.
And there you go. And that's more great stuff from Ron Rademacher. And by the way, if you want your community, your festival, your place pinpointed on the map and people heading your way to celebrate, you just have to go to MichiganBackroads.com, MichiganBackroads.com, MichiganBackroads.com to celebrate Memorial Day and so much more. Ron's here every Wednesday, provided he makes it out of the woods. Ron, I'll be giving lessons here soon about morel mushroom hunting. I'm going to be the master now. I just want you to know.
Well, you know, I hope to have a chance at it someday. Most people are taking the under that I'll have a fine one.
Gotta run, my friend.